This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. An assassination in Lebanon is the subject of a United Nations Security Council meeting today. A car bomb yesterday shattered a Beirut street, and that explosion killed Rafik Hariri, Lebanon's former prime minister. The UN Security Council is discussing what measures to take against those responsible. First, they will have to identify those responsible. We're going next to Lynn Nguyen-Head. She's a reporter for Global Radio News in Beirut, and she's been covering this story. And Lynn, what is known about who's responsible?
Very little is known about who's responsible for this attack, but there have been various accusations made. Lebanon's opposition figures held an emergency meeting last night. Those are opposition figures who would like to see Syria pull its 14,000 troops out of Lebanon. Those troops have been there since the mid-70s. And they have placed the burden of responsibility on the Syrians for former Prime Minister Hariri's assassination yesterday. Not necessarily saying they were behind the bombing itself, but at least that since they are responsible for security in the country, nothing really happens in Lebanon without at least their tacit knowledge and consent. Now, the Syrians themselves have called the attack an act of terrorism and have called on President Emin Lahoud, who is very close to Damascus, to do their best to try and find out who's behind the bombing.
I want to check a couple of the assertions that are made there. Opposition groups are saying Syria is completely in control of Lebanon's security. Is that really true?
They would say, well, Syria has kept tens of thousands of troops in Lebanon since around 1976. It also has a wide intelligence network in Lebanon, and it also has a lot of influence on a lot of the top politicians. So certainly the feeling is among many Lebanese that the Syrians are very much in control of security in the country.
Is there, in the view of opposition leaders anyway, a reason that Syria would want the former prime minister dead?
Hariri was a very politically influential man who had been increasingly associated with Lebanon's opposition to Syrian grip on Lebanese politics since his resignation in October. Hariri had fallen out of favor with the Syrians because of his opposition to the extension of Lebanese President Emil Lahoud's term. Now, Lahoud is viewed as being very close to Damascus, and Lebanese opposition figures believe Damascus pressured Lebanese politicians to extend his term for 3 years.
You saw the devastation yesterday of the explosion, and you've continued to move around Beirut. How has this attack affected people?
Most people are still in shock at the assassination, which really jolted people's memories of the civil war, which ended in 1990. During that civil war, car bombs were, you know, a very, very common way of attacking and assassinating political leaders. Many people are frightened and concerned that this attack will mark a new descent into civil war, although many analysts say that is unlikely because the opposition to Syria's presence in Lebanon has tended to breach sectarian and religious divides, so there isn't that religious division that would cause civil war. People are just waiting for the funeral of the former prime minister, which is due to be held in Beirut tomorrow.
We've been speaking with Lynn Nguyen-Head. She's a reporter for Global Radio News, and she's in Beirut, Lebanon. Lynn, thanks very much.
Thank you.